Lord, you've really been good to me, the little song says.
主啊,那个小小的赞美诗说呢,您对我真好。
And we repeat those words, we say thank you.
我们呢,重复那样的词,我们说谢谢您。
And now, Lord, we turn to the book of Exodus to learn more about you. We pray that you will teach us about you.
主啊,我们现在呢,翻开那个出埃及记,我们呢,要学更多的关于您的,所以我们祷告呢,您会教导我们。
And as we see you dealing with the children of Israel, so Lord, we pray that you will teach us to what to do and how to do in order to please you.
就像您呢对待以色列人一样，就是说我们祷告，求您呢就是说教导我们，就是说是鼓励我们，让我们怎样去取悦于您。
So we give thanks for all who were here this morning and for all who've joined us this afternoon. Bless us all as we study your word, we pray.
所以我们呢，为今天早晨来的所有的人呢献上感恩，也为我们下午来的人呢献上感恩。求您呢，在我们学习您的话的时候赐福我们，我们祷告。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
All right, well. Exodus chapter 15.
In the Tragedy, 第15章.
The children of Israel have come out of Egypt.
所以呢，以色列人刚从那个埃及出来.
They have gone through the Red Sea.
他们呢，通过了红海.
They saw their enemies, the Egyptians, drowned in the Red Sea.
他们看到他们的敌人就是埃及人呢，在那个红海里都被淹死了。
And they have rejoiced in all the good things that the Lord has done for them.
他们正在那享受呢，主呢为他们行的所有的美事。
But verse 22 says, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea when they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
第二十二节说呢，摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
And I have found recently in the Bible that the Lord often delivers us in one area, and then we find a problem in another.
所以我们在通常呢，在圣经里呢，发现呢，就是主呢，把我们从一个领域呢，领到另一个领域，但是呢，到了一个新领域以后呢，又发现了问题。
And it reminds me again of the boy who went to school and found out that he didn't learn it all in one day. He had to go back the next day.
因为我这个让我想起一个小男孩呢，去上学，上学以后呢，他觉得他一天呢学不到所有的东西，所以第二天他还必须要上学。
And as a Christian, you will realize the same thing. The Lord will teach you one thing one day, and you'll say, wonderful. And the next day you say, uh-oh, I've got another problem.
所以做基督徒的时候呢，你也会学到这一点，就是主呢，教导你一件事情，你说呢，哦哦，到第二天呢，我还要学，我又碰到问题了。
Now, can you imagine Moses? Here's the story of Moses.
你可以去讲一下摩西，我们有摩西的这个故事。
The Lord says, Moses, you tell these people in Egypt, you tell them that I am going to lead them out into the wilderness. Tell them to come, all the men, all their wives, all their children, all their cattle, you tell them to come out into the wilderness.
因为主呢告诉摩西，摩西说呢，你去告诉以色列人，我要把他们领出埃及，领到旷野里去，你们所有的人，你们所有的孩子，所有的牲畜都要去到旷野。
Do you think Moses might have said to them, Lord, that's one thing, but where are we going to get the water for them?
因为你认为摩西他会这样说，主啊，这是一件一回事，那么说呢，如果他们出来哪里找到水呢？
Where are we going to get the food for them?
我在哪里去找食物给他们吃呢？
What are they going to do when their shoes wear out?
当他们鞋穿破了，他们要怎么办呢？
And Moses had enough confidence in God to believe that the Lord could provide all that is needed for 2 million people to go on a hike through the wilderness.
所以这个里面呢，就是摩西呢，他有足够的信心，这么整方面呢，他觉得呢，就是说主呢可以供应所有的超过200万人，当他们在旷野里行经的时候，提供他们所有的需要。
Do you think that Moses thought about that ahead of time?
你认为摩西提前想过吗
？Yeah.
是。
Why did Moses lead them?
为什么摩西呢领导他？
Because he said, I don't know how the Lord is going to do this, but he must miraculously feed these people.
所以他说呢，我不知道主会怎么做这样的事情，但是呢，主呢会以一种神奇的方式喂养他的子民。
So I think Moses and Aaron had prayed about this and had thought about it, but I don't think that all the people who followed them had thought about it.
所以我认为那就是摩西和亚伦，那他们两个考虑过这个问题，而且祷告过，但是我不认为呢，所有跟随他们的人呢思考过这个问题。
So one way or the other, they found that there was no water, and they became alarmed.
所以那就是一种方式或者另一种方式呢，最终呢，他们发现找不着水，他们开始惊慌了。
Verse 23. Then, when they came to Marah.They could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah.
第二十三节，到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫马拉。
So it was water, but it wasn't drinkable. It wasn't potable.
这有水，但是呢，这个水就不能喝，也不能就是打起来。
So verse 24, the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink?
第二十四节，百姓就向摩西发怨言，说我们喝什么呢
？So Moses cried out to the Lord.
所以摩西呢呼求耶和华。
Have you ever been asked a question that you couldn't answer?
你有没有被问个问题你不能回答的？
What do you do with a question you couldn't answer?
如果你不能回答问题，你应该怎么做呢
？Well, you put the same question to the Lord, and you pray, and you say, Lord, this is a question. I don't know the answer. If you give me the answer, then I can give them the answer.
所以你把这个那个问题交给神，是不是呢？你说神呐、啊，主啊，我现在呢碰到这个问题，我没有答案，所以呢，你们把答案告诉我，我会去把这个答案告诉那个人。
So verse 25 again, so he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them.
第二十五节再次，摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
So we're not sure what tree it was. All we know is that when Moses somehow chopped it down, he threw it into the water, and the tree absorbed the poison in the water, and the water became fresh potable water.
所以这个里面呢，也就是说我们不确定那个树到底是个什么树，但是我们就知道摩西把那个树砍下来，那扔到水里。那么谁呢？把那些那个树呢，把水里的一些有害物质和有毒的因素呢，都吸收进去了，这个水呢就变成了就是变甜的，可以喝的。
Now, what does that story remind you of?
这个故事让你想起什么来了
？Where was the Lord crucified?
主在哪里被钉十字架的？
He was crucified on a tree. It's true, he was crucified on a cross, but it is recorded of him that he was crucified on a tree.
因为他被钉在一棵树上，钉在树上呢，就是当然呢，他是被钉在十字架上，但是呢，那里呢，就是描述呢，是棵树。
Now, there are many bitter things in life you'll find, but when you call upon the Lord, if you cast the Lord into the circumstances, the problems of life, you will find very often that the bitter things in life become sweet when the Lord Jesus and his cross comes into the story.
这个里面的意思是在你人生，你通常呢会发现你处在一种艰难的处境的时候，那你把那个主呢带到那种处境里面。通常呢，如果主进来了，就像主耶稣基督的十字架进来一样的，那个就是说这些你会发现你人生的那些苦毒呢会变得甘甜。
It's true of many, especially in the early days of the Christian life. You often will say, "But I've got a problem." And the problem, I don't know what the solution is.
但是这个尤其是在你基督徒的早期的那些人生里面，那就是说，我现在碰到了大麻烦，我都不知道那个解决方案是什么。
And you go to the Lord and you pray, and the Lord turns that problem into something that is good.
所以呢，就是说你呢去到主那里，你祷告，祷告了以后呢，主呢把你的那些问题和麻烦呢变成了就是一件好事。
And so very often, the bitter things in life you will find are made sweet when the Lord Jesus comes into the light and takes that problem and turns it around.
因为通常呢，就是说你会发现在你的人生的你那些苦毒呢，如果你找主耶稣呢祷告的话，他通常会进入你的人生，把那些苦毒变得甘甜，就是说是把那个情况呢完全给它颠倒过来。
And interestingly, verse 25 ends with the line, "There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them."
非常有意思，在第十五节的后面的一句话呢，耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
Why did the Lord lead them to waters that had to be sweetened? Why didn't he just lead them to waters that were already sweet?
所以主呢，为什么要把他们带到一个就还没有变甜的这样的一个水里面呢？为什么主呢不提前把那个水变甜，再领他们去那里呢？
And because he was teaching them, he tested them, and he taught them. And the Lord often allows you to go through difficulty in order to teach you and in order to train you.
因为呢，主呢在那里面呢，就是要教导他们，教导他们，试验他们，试验他们呢。非常通常呢，主呢允许那些那个苦难麻烦在你人生里发生这样的，他通过这样的一些苦难的事情呢，他要教导你、训练你、试炼你。
Like a loving mother or father, they allow the child to go through some difficulty in order that the child might learn.
所以就像那父母一样的，他们呢有时候呢允许那个孩子们呢，就是一个孩子呢经历那样的困境，然后呢这样他们那孩子在困境中呢就会学到一点什么。
Verse 26, he says, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and if you do what is right in his sight, if you give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes,I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you."
第十六节又说，你们若留意听耶和华你神的声音，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我的一切律例，我就不将加在埃及人身上的疾病加在你们身上，因为我耶和华是医治你们的。
So why did the Lord allow this temptation, this trial?
其实呢，为什么允许这样的，就是说是诱惑和那个，就是试验呢？
To teach them, to test them, and to show them that he is over the diseases and the difficulties of life.
所以呢，就是为了教导他们，训练他们，要让他们知道主呢，在他们的人生的疾病和一切的困境之上。
Now, there's an interesting line toward the end of the verse which says, which is, none of these diseases.
所以呢，就是说是在第二十六节结尾，这有一个非常有意思的一句话，说是没有任何的这样的疾病。
What diseases was he talking about?
他那谈的是什么样的疾病呢？
Well, in part, probably some of the diseases that the children of Egypt, that the Egyptians,had when the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为有可能是就是当时的埃及人呢，他们的一些疾病，就是说是当那主呢把以色列人从埃及带出来以后，他们得的疾病。
But in a more general sense, he's basically saying, if you walk in the ways of the Lord, I will protect you from many of the diseases that the Egyptians get.
因为从总的来说呢，如果你跟从着主的道，主呢就会保守他们不得所有那些埃及人得的那样的疾病。So
you've noticed reading your Bible that there are often instructions given to us, especially way back in the books of Genesis to Deuteronomy, instructions given to us as to how to live, what to do in particular circumstances.
所以呢，如果说是你细读圣经、观察圣经后，你会发现通常呢，在圣经里，特别呢，就是说是从那个创世纪一直到生命记这几本书里呢，他会教导你，就是说是你在从特定的那样的情况下，你应该怎样去生活。And
the implication is, if you do it God's way, you'll be healthy. And if you don't do it God's way, you'll probably get sick.
这里暗示呢，就是说是如果你行神的道呢，你就会健康；如果你不行神的道呢，有可能就变得生病。So
God says these are the kinds of fish you should eat, and these are the kinds of birds you should eat, but you can eat the others if you want. It's just that you may very well get sick.
所以神说呢，这是鱼你可以吃的，这是那些鸟你应该可以吃的，但是呢，其他的那些东西呢，你有可能也可以去吃，但是你吃了以后呢，有可能就得病。You
ever eaten chicken?
你有没有吃过鸡呢？
You say, yeah, chicken's good.
你说鸡好吃。But
there's a crow out back. Have you ever eaten a crow?
因为就是那个后面有那些乌鸦，你有没有吃过乌鸦呢？
Why don't you eat a crow?
为什么不吃乌鸦呢？
There's a lot of them out there.
他们很多乌鸦。
But the Bible says, no, don't eat that. It tells you what to eat and what not to eat.
但是你说不要吃那个，他告诉你那什么可以吃，什么不能吃。
And some of you are like me, and you've disobeyed, and you've eaten something you shouldn't eat, and then afterwards you find out you shouldn't have eaten that.
因为你们中间如果有些人像我一样呢，就吃了一些我不该吃的东西，那么就是后来呢，你会发现呢，就是你本来就不该吃那个东西。So
there was a medical doctor 50 or 60 years ago who looked at that verse and loved the Lord Jesus, and he said, I'm going to write a book.
所以这个呢，有一个呢医生，医生大概五六十年之前呢，他读了这些经文，因为他爱主，他是个基督徒，他说我准备写一本书。
And the book he wrote was called None of These Diseases.
所以那个书呢，写的就是没有这些疾病。
And he simply showed that if you were to follow the Bible here, you probably wouldn't get that disease. If you follow the Bible, you wouldn't get that disease. You want to be stronger here, then do this.
所以基本上说呢，如果你跟从圣经，你这里说的呢，你不会得那个病；如果说呢，你跟从圣经那里说，你不会得那个病；如果呢，就是说是你跟从圣经这里说的，你可能会变得很健康。So
somehow that book got into our house.
所以某种意义的方式，那个书呢，到了我们家。And
I think my father read it, and I read it.
我认为我的父亲读了，我也读了。
But my mother read it.
我们的妈妈也读了。And
Norma still has it and reads it a lot.
因为Norma呢，仍然有那本书呢，她经常读。Because
my mother and my sister were really more in charge of our health in our home than my father and me.
因为其实上呢，实际上我的妈，我们的妈妈和我姐姐呢，她们呢就是在我们家是管食物的，而我爸爸和我不是。So
that's wonderful. Do you ever pray, Lord? I don't want to get sick, Lord, please heal me.
这个呢，就是非常奇妙的。你有没有祷告过呢？你说主啊，我不想生病，求您来治愈我。
And very often the answer is how to get healed. Read the Bible, and the Bible will tell you do this and don't do that.
通常呢，就是这个呢，就是要治愈呢，你继续读圣经，圣经呢告诉你呢要这么做，不要做那些。So,
the Lord here is promising them. There's water that's bitter. He said, I will give you fresh water. You drink the fresh water, you will be healthy and continue to follow me. As you follow me, I will give you more health.
于是呢，基本上呢，就是听到了他们祷告说，那就是说我会赐给你们这甘甜的水，但是呢，如果你们继续跟从我呢，我会给你们更好的健康。
Now, why don't we eat crows?
我们为什么不吃乌鸦？
Well, crows eat a lot of bad things.
乌鸦吃很多坏东西。
Sometimes I watch the crows.
有时候观察乌鸦。
And they walk across the grass.
它呢就是在那个草地上走。
And then they go.
然后呢嘬一下。
And I say, what did they do that for?
我说他们嘬那干什么？
And they saw a bug.
他们在看到一个虫子。
And they said, I like bugs, and they ate the bug.
所以他说我喜欢虫子，所以我吃虫子。
So if the crows can eat the bugs, why don't you eat the bugs?
所以呢，如果乌鸦吃虫子，你为什么不吃虫子？
Because if you eat the bugs, you'll get sick.
因为你吃虫子，你会生病。
So think about this. People say evolution. We just went from simple things to more complex, to more complex, and all the way up, the most mature of all the creation, they say, is humans.
也就是你这样去想一下，那个进化论说呢，我们人类是这样变化进化来的。首先呢，是一些非常低等的东西，最后慢慢变越变越高，最后呢，成了人类。人类呢是最高的进化。
So if a dog wants water, what does he do?
如果一个狗想喝水，它做什么
？He goes to a pool in the backyard in the mud, and he goes, and he gets his water.
那呢，走到那个后院那个池塘旁边，就是舔水，它就喝水。
And you do that, and you get sick.
如果你那么做，你会生病。
And have you noticed that of all creation, the one part of creation that can endure poison the least is the human.
因为你会发现呢，就是所有的这些被造物，就是最也不能忍受毒性的这个就是人类。
Why is it if you and I evolved?From all these animals that can eat bad things, why is it that we can't eat bad things?
因为你认为为什么就是我们是从这些所有的这些动物啊，低等动物可以吃坏东西，这些动物进化而来的，那么我们为什么不能吃那些坏的东西呢？
It's the strangest thing. Have you ever noticed that, that all the animals have better coats than you have?
你这个是非常的就是有意思的这个事情，你有没有注意到呢？就所有这些动物呢，它们的皮毛呢比你的皮要好。
You've got a coat on you.
你上面外面有衣服是吗
？But you got to put on extra layers in the winter.
因为冬天时候你要多穿点。
And you got to take them off in the summer.
夏天时候你会要脱掉。
And when it rains, you're in real trouble.
因为下雨了，你真有麻烦了。
But a cow isn't like that.
牛不是那样的。
Cow can go out in the cold, he can go out in the heat, and when it rains, he still smiles and goes to get some more to eat.
所以呢，就是奶牛呢，它呢冬天呢没事，夏天也没事，但是下雨的时候呢，它仍然在微笑，它找更东西吃。
Surely, if we evolved from all of these animals, when we got to the top, at least we'd have the ability to eat anything and go without having to put extra clothes on.
所以这个就是肯定是，如果我们从这些所有的这些低等动物进化来，我们进化到最高的时候呢，我们肯定可以吃所有的东西，而且就是不用冬天加衣服，夏天减衣服了。
And so we can learn two or three things from that. Number one, evolution is wrong.
所以这里面我们可以学到两三件事情。第一个呢，就是进化论是错的。
Number two, God wants purity.And what you eat physically and what you eat spiritually. Don't eat bad food. Don't listen to bad.
所以这个呢，第二个呢，就是神呢，他需要纯洁，所以呢，就是不要把那些坏的食物呢吃到你的肚子里面，也不要听那些坏的话，就是灵里的，你不要吃那个坏的属灵的食物，就不要听那些坏的东西。
All right, so it's amazing. The Lord says, "I'm leading you, children of Israel. I'm leading you out of the land of Egypt."I've got you through the Red Sea. Now you've got new life. This is the first thing you've got to learn. You've got to trust me for what you put into your body, and you've got to trust me for what you put into your head and into your heart.
这个里面呢，就是非常有意思的主。那时候呢，我现在把你们从埃及地带出来，到时候走到旷野，那穿过红海，穿过红海呢以后呢，你们有的新的生命，那么新的生命的第一件，你们要学的是新的，你要把那个正确的食物呢，就是放在你的肚子，放在你身体里面，你要就是说是把学会正确的去把那些你听到你思维里和放在心上的事情，也要学会听正确的。
And then verse 27. After he had cured the waters at Marah, verse 27 says, then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there by the waters.
现在在主呢，就是说已经把那个他们那个水呢治好以后，第二七节说呢，他们到了以林，在那里有12口水井，70棵棕树，他们就在那里水边安营。
Do you think they were happy when they got to Marah?
你认为他们到达马拉的时候，他们会高兴吗？
12 wells of water.
所以呢，12口水井。
Fresh, lovely water.
就是非常的新鲜的好的水。
And they rejoiced at the kindness of God.
他们呢，就是在神的美善里享受。
70 palm trees.
70棵棕树。
Are palm trees good?
棕树是好的吗？
What do you get from palm trees?
你从棕树里能得到什么？
You get coconuts.
你得那个椰子。
What else do you get from palm trees?
你从那个棕树里面能够得到其他什么东西？
Well, we don't eat too many different things from palm trees.
我们并不是说吃很多不同的东西从那个棕树吃。
But there was a missionary to Bolivia, I believe, I'm not sure.
因为我认为那一个宣教士去到那个玻利维亚，我不是很确定。I
think he came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel one time to preach to us.
所以我认为呢，有一次他呢在第十六福音教堂呢跟我们讲道。And
he said, among other things, he said, you know, I've become a student of palm trees.
他讲了其他一些事情，他说你知道吗？我成了一个棕榈树的学生。
He said, do you know how many palm trees there are? Do you know how many different kinds of palm trees there are?
你知道在那里有多少种那种就是棕榈树呢？有多少种不同的树呢？
He said, we said, no, we don't know. We don't know that.
我说那不，我们不知道。
He said, so far we've discovered 800 different kinds of palm trees.
到目前为止，我们发现了800种不同的棕榈树。
He said there are some cultures in the world, some peoples in the world, who live almost entirely off the food and the fruit and the other things you get from palm trees. The whole existence, they get their clothing, they get their food, they get their water, they get everything from palm trees.
所以呢，你知道吗？在世界上呢，有一部分人或者有些国家呢，他们完完全全依靠棕榈树来生活，他们能从棕榈树上得到一切，他们从棕榈树得到水，得到那个食物，得到他们的衣服。And
I apologize, I can't remember the dear man's name, but I learned that about palm trees.
因为我抱歉，我不记得那个可爱的人的名字，但是呢，我学到了一些关于棕榈树的。Now
there were 70 palm trees here. Was it 70 trees or 70 types of trees?
你这里有70棵棕树，那么说这个棕树呢是70棵了和70个种类了。
But do you think that the children of Israel benefited from the blessings of those palm trees? And the answer is yes.
你认为呢，就是以色列人他们在这个棕榈树上得了益处吗？答案是是的。All
right, so chapter 16. They journeyed from Elim. I'm not sure that they wanted to. I think they might have said, we'd like to just stay here a while longer.
第16章第一节，他们从以林起行，我们确定他们是真想离开那个地方。他们说呢，我们很享受在这个地方。
And the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, and they departed, after they departed from the land of Egypt.
15日到了以林和西奈中间逊的旷野。
So when did they come out of Egypt?
什么时候出到
On the 15th day of the first month.
第一个月的第15日.
So here they are. They've been a month out of Egypt, and God says, I've still got things to teach you, I've still got places to lead you, keep following me.
这个呢，来到了第二个月，那神呢是跟他们说呢，我仍然呢就是说是有东西要教你们，我仍然呢要带领你们，你们要一直听，一直跟我走。
Verse 2, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured.
第二节，全体以色列的孩子们在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
They murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
And do you think Moses and Aaron said, listen, guys, what are you complaining about?
所以你认为那摩西亚伦会说呢，你们这些人听着，你们在抱怨什么了？
Moses was a meek man, and he was continually complained against, and he kept on loving the people anyway. Good man, Moses.
摩西呢是一个温柔的人，所以在他一直面对这些一直向他发怨言的人，他仍然呢爱他们。摩西呢，你是个好样的。So
what's the problem this time? Verse 3.
这一次是什么问题呢？第三节。
And the children of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this oak assembly with hunger.
以色列的孩子们对他说呢，巴不得神使我们死在埃及地耶和华的手下。那时我们坐在肉锅旁边吃的饱足，你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫我这全会众都饿死啊。They
didn't get enough to eat, they thought.
他们认为呢，他们没有足够的吃的。
How many of them died because they didn't get enough to eat?
那么中间有多少人因为那吃不饱死了呢？
Have you ever met anybody who died because he didn't get enough to eat?
你有没有碰到过任何人呢？他们因为没有足够的吃的死了呢？
No, we haven't. We haven't seen that. Have you ever had any met anybody who complained that he didn't get the kind of food he wanted?
因为没有，我们从来没碰到这样的人。你有没有听到有些人呢抱怨说呢，他没有得到他想要吃的东西呢？Yeah,
and it's very easy for us to complain. Don't complain. If the Lord gives you food, say thank you.
所以呢，是对我们来说呢，就是说是非常容易让我们变得去抱怨。所以呢，主呢，不管给你提供什么，你要说谢谢。And
they said we're all going to die because of hunger.
他说我们所有人都会饿死。
So, here's a question. Have you ever heard people say, we've got to do something about climate change?
这里是一个问题，就是说你有没有听到有一些人说呢，我们要关心呢全球气候变暖呢？
The world is getting hotter. In another 250 years, we may all boil to death.
因为这个世界呢变得越来越炎热，那么说呢，在几百年以后呢，我们都会被煮死。
Have you ever met anybody who died because of climate change?
你认为你有听到过有任何人是因为这个全球气候变暖而死了呢？
No.
没有.
Has the country ever spent a lot of money on climate change?
因为就是说这些国家有没有花大量的金钱在改变全球气候变暖上呢？
Yeah.
是.
Do you really think that God is going to allow climate change to kill the people in the world, or do you think his own judgment will take action instead?
就是你有没有认为，就是说神呢，他会允许这个世界的温度高达一成，都把这些人杀了，而是说呢，他呢会实行审判来代替这样呢？
If you go to the book of Revelation, you'll read something about climate change.
因为就是说，如果你去读那个，就是说是启示录，你会读到一些那个气候变暖的事情。
One of the judgments of God is going to be to inflict upon the world great heat.
那就是其中一个呢，就是说是神呢，会让整个世界都变得贪婪。
Do you think the problem of that great heat came from the fact that they didn't anticipate climate change?
你这个里面呢，刚才讲的是大热了，但是你认为神呢，就是说是能够把这个大的热量降在地上，就是让他们认为是全世界会变暖了呢？
Or do you possibly think that the reason the heat came was because of the sin of the people?
你认为呢，就是神来呢，就是说是主要的原因是因为世界上的人的罪呢？
God is in charge. We don't have to worry about climate change. There are a lot of other things the world worries about we don't have to worry about because God intends us to live. He doesn't intend us not to live, and we will live peacefully and happily if we serve Him. And if we don't, we won't. It's not a climate change problem, it's sin problem.
因为你不要去关心什么全球气候变暖的问题，你不要认为神会允许这个其他的整个社会所关心的问题。认为呢，神呢，他想要你们呢按照他的方式去生活。如果呢，就是你不按照神的方式去生活呢，你就会变得有大麻烦。如果你按照神的方式去生活呢，他会让你呢活得非常的平安。因为神呢，他想要我们活着，而不是想要我们死。
But then in verse 4, we read, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day that I will test them whether they will walk in my law or not.
第四节说呢，耶和华对摩西说，看哪，我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去每天收每天的份儿，我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。
Why did the Lord allow the hunger problem to be real?
地主为什么允许这个饥饿的问题变成真实的呢？
He wanted to test them to make sure that they would follow him.
他要试验他们，就是确保他们是不是跟从他。
And so the Lord will, he'll help you, he'll bless you.
地主呢，他会帮助你，他会赐福你。
I heard the story a long time ago about a man who had some little children.
因为我很久前听到这样一个故事，一个人呢，他有些孩子。
And they went on a trip.
他们要出去旅行。
And as they were on the trip, the children began to cry.
所以呢，在他们旅行的途中呢，那个孩子们开始哭。
And they said, what's wrong?
他们说出了什么事情吗？
And he said, the children said, we're going to starve. We don't have anything to eat.
这孩子们说呢， 我们呢要会饿死，我们没有什么东西吃。
They had always gone home to mummy in the evening, and they had supper in the kitchen.
所以他们通常呢晚上呢回家呢去找他妈妈，在那个厨房里呢他们有晚餐吃。
And so the father said to them, that's not true. The father said to us as he told us the story.
所以那个父亲跟我们说，当他告诉我们这个故事的时候，
He said, my little children, I had to say to them, you don't have a sense of history.
所以呢，就是我对那些就是说啊，我对我的孩子说，那你们呢，对历史呢都没有感觉。
Your mommy gave you food every night.
你的妈妈每天呢给你那个就是说是食物。
She's not going to change that now just because we're in a different place. Your mummy's the same. The place is different, but your mummy's the same. You kids need to learn a little bit about history.
这个里面呢，就是说是现在呢，你们还是同一位妈妈。虽然你们到了不同的地方，但是你们的妈妈没有变。你们要学会去学历史。
Would you please learn a lesson from history?
你就求你们从那个历史里学点那个功课。
What is the lesson from history?
所以历史的功课是什么？
God looked after you yesterday. He'll probably look after you today.
所以神呢，昨天呢看顾你，他有可能今天还会看顾你。
That's a very important history lesson. Far more important than what happened in China 600-700 years ago.
所以这个呢，就是说是一个非常重要的历史的功课要去学，它远远呢重要过在中国的800年前的历史。
All right, so again, verse 4. The Lord said to Moses, behold, I will bring bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not.
我们再次来读一下第四节，耶和华对摩西说，看到我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去每天收每天的份儿，我要审检他们遵不遵守我的法度。
And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Then Moses and Aaron said to the children of Israel, at evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt.
第五节说到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好，比每天所收的多一倍。摩西、亚伦对以色列的孩子们说，到了晚上，你们要知道是耶和华叫你们从埃及地领出来的。
So two things here. Number one, the Lord is providing food for them.
这有两件事。第一个，那些主呢，给他们供应食物。
And the Lord is telling them how to get it.
所以主呢，告诉他们怎样去收获。
Okay, so you and I have got to be humble just as they did. They had to learn to what to get and how to get it.
因为你我呢，就要像他们一样的谦卑，我们要会学会，也是要收什么，怎么去收。
And the same principle is true for us. We've got to learn what to get to live, what we feed on, and how to get it.
所以这个里面呢，就是对我们来说是同样的原则。我们必须学会呢，我们要吃的是什么，是怎样去获得。
Now remember in Matthew 4, verse 4,The Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以大家记住在马太福音第四章第四节说呢，人不是单靠食物而活着，而是靠每一个从神口里说出来的字。
Where do we get every word that comes from the mouth of God?
所以我们从哪里得到呢？就是每一个从神口里说出来的话呢？
All right, it's in the Bible.
在圣经里。
Are you going to get it?
你准备好去得到吗？
Yes, you'll get it if you get it every day.
是的，如果你每天都去得。
That's God's plan, every day for the word of God.
这是神的那个计划，每天呢你都要获得神的话。
And a lot of people say, well, that's not quite necessary. I'm not really that rigorous. I'm not that religious. I just read it sometime.
所以呢，大多数人呢说呢，就是说是我不完全同意这一点。我不是个很有规律的人，我也不是说是一个宗教人，我不是每天都需要这个。
All right, and the whole logic verse 6 is, you shall know that it's the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
整个的逻辑是在第六节里，就是说你们要知道耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来。
How did they get out of the land of Egypt?
他们怎么出的埃及地？
Well, they all knew it was the Lord.
他们都知道是主带他们出来。
But how are they going to prove to themselves on a long-term basis that it was the Lord that brought them out of the land of Egypt?
他们怎样向他们自己证明从以后很长的一段时间是主呢把他们从埃及地带出来的呢
?Answer, he's going to give them a miracle every day for food.
所以答案是他呢会赐给他们呢就是说是用一种奇迹的方式每天赐给他们食物。
And frankly, if they didn't eat the manna regularly,They may very well have forgotten that it was the Lord that got them out of Egypt.
坦率地说呢，如果他们不呢，就是说是经常的吃马拉的话呢，他们就会忘记是主呢把他们从埃及地带出来的。
Some of them would be unsure simply because they forgot.
所以有些人呢可能不确定的，基本简单的说他们就忘了。
Others would say, "No, I didn't forget, but yeah, there's a human."And a natural explanation as to why all those things happen.
所以有些人说呢，我没有忘记，但是我们从人的角度来说呢，有些东西呢，它是自然而然的发生的。
And it wasn't the Lord that brought the locusts; it was the east wind that brought the locusts. And the wind came over, lots of locusts came over, and so they said, "Well, that was the Lord." No, that was just the wind.
因为呢不是主呢降下了蝗灾，是那个西风呢把那个蝗虫呢吹到这个地方来了，并不是主呢降下来的，他是那个西风一吹啊、哦，所有的那些蝗虫都来了。
And we can listen, we can hear all kinds of foolish stories as to what is happening in life. But if you read your Bible, you'll know what's happening. And if you don't, you'll listen to the folly of the foolish story.
因为我们在这个世界上呢，可以听到很多的这样的愚蠢的这样的一些就是错误的故事。但是如果你读圣经，你就会知道这些事情到底是怎么发生的。如果你不读的话呢，你就会读到一些很多的伪造的东西。So
verse 7, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your murmurings against the Lord. But what are you that you murmur against us?
第七节说呢，早晨你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华听见你们向他所发的怨言呢。我们算什么？你们就向我们发怨言呢？
So he says to them, you're going to see a miracle in the morning, and it's important that you see it. But what are you murmuring against me for? Why are you murmuring against Aaron? We can't do it. It's the Lord who does it.
这里面呢，就是说的摩西说，那你们在早晨呢就会看见一个神迹。那么说呢，就是如果发生这样的事情呢，就是你为什么要向我发怨言？为什么要向亚伦发怨言？那也不是我们做的，是主做的。And
so the Lord tells them, Moses tells them again, verse 8, this shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening. And in the morning, bread to the full. For the Lord hears your murmurings which you speak against him. But what are we? Your murmurings are not against us. Your murmurings are against the Lord.
第八节呢，摩西又说呢，耶和华晚上必给你们肉吃，早晨必给你们食物得饱，因为你们向耶和华发的怨言，他都听见了。我们算什么？你们的怨言不是向我们发的，而是向耶和华发的。
All right, verse 9. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, saying, say to the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your murmurings.
第九节说呢，摩西的亚伦说，你告诉全体以色列的孩子们说，你们就近耶和华面前，因为他已经听到你们的怨言了。Verse
10, now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud.
第十节，亚伦正向全体以色列的孩子们说话的时候，他们向旷野观看，见耶和华的荣耀在云中显现。Sometimes
what the Lord does in our lives is not just obviously a miracle, but we can see the glory of God associated with that miracle. It's wonderful.
有时候在我们的人生里发生的事情呢，不仅仅只是说神呢给我们行的一个神迹，而且是神的荣耀跟那些神迹呢是联系在一起的，这是非常奇妙的。And
so you've got the glory of the Lord appearing, and at the same time, verse 11, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat. And in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God.
这里讲呢，见耶和华的荣耀，第十一节呢，在这个荣耀的同时呢，耶和华告诉摩西说呢，我已经听见以色列的孩子们的怨言，你告诉他们说，到黄昏的时候你们要吃肉，早晨必有食物得饱，你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神。How
many times did the Lord do a miracle in order that people would know that he was the Lord?
因为有多少次呢，主呢，他必须呢，去行一个神迹，所以呢，这些人呢，就知道他是神呢。
Over and over and over again.
一次又一次。
So don't demand of the Lord that he do miracles for you. Just develop your history. Develop a sense of history and realize God is with you. God is for you. Don't complain.
你不要要求呢，神在你的人生那些神迹，你去回顾你的历史，因为历史呢，主呢行了多少神迹，有多少次跟你在一起，所以你不要抱怨。So
how did the Lord fulfill his promise?
所以主呢，怎么实现他的应许了？
Verse 13. So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp. And in the morning, the dew lay all around the camp.
第十三节，到了晚上呢，有鹌鹑上来，遮满了营。早晨，在营的四周的地上有露水，露水上升之后，看呢，野地面上有如白霜的小圆物。
So what did they do for food in the evening?
他们晚上吃什么？
Well, they all had quail for supper.
他们所有人都吃鹌鹑。
And the Lord brought quails in. And you can imagine, they've been looking out, they saw the glory of the Lord over there, and then all of a sudden, the quails start coming in. And they're flying in and they settle down. And they fly in and they settle down.
所以你可以去想象一下，他们呢当时呢，都看见了主的荣耀，然后呢，就是这些鹌鹑呢，鹌鹑呢就都飞来了，然后就落在那里，然后又一群鹌鹑飞来了，又落在那里。
And so I learned a little bit about quails.
所以我研究了一下鹌鹑，
They're a small bird,
他们是小鸟，
and they're a delicious bird to eat.
他们那是很美食的那个小鸟。
But when they're tired, they're very easy to catch.
当他们呢疲倦的时候，非常容易抓住他们。
And so they come flying in until they're exhausted. And then they land on the camp. And how can you get them when they're exhausted? Easy. They're so tired. They're so lazy. They can't even fly away.
比如他们呢，从很远地方飞来，落下，飞来落下，最后他们筋疲力尽了，那么说就落在那里。那么你怎样的就是说去抓住他们呢？因为他们已经疲倦了，他们又非常懒，甚至都不想飞走，你一下就抓住了。
So children would probably like that because here they are, they're ready for supper, and little Johnny says, "I'll go catch you one, mummy," and he runs out and catches a quail, and then he gets another, and then he gets another.
所以呢，孩子们呢可能喜欢这个。他们说呢，妈妈，我晚上要吃鹌鹑。你看那鹌鹑飞来了，他们就跑过去抓住一只，然后又跑过去又抓住一只，一只又一只的抓回来。
That's what happened in the evening.
这就是在晚上所发生的。
What happened in the morning?
早上发生什么呢
？Well, there was a dew that lay around the camp, verse 14. When the layer of dew lifted, there was on the surface of the wilderness. Was as small round substance as fine as frost on the ground.
因为就是营地四周有露水，第十四节说呢，露水上升之后看呢，也地面上有如白霜的小圆物。
And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?"
这个里面第十五节，以色列的孩子们看见不知道是什么，他们就彼此说，这是玛拿。
They'd never seen anything like it before.
你从来没看到过这样的东西。
Nobody else had ever told them about it before.
也没有说，从来没有人告诉他们这个是什么。
They hadn't been expecting it.
他们也没有指望有这些东西来。
So they said, "What is it?"
所以他们说这是什么
？All right, for they did not know what it was, and Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat."
因为他们呢不知道这是什么，摩西对他们说：“这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物。”
So the Lord sent them bread every morning.
主呢每天呢给他们粮食，每天早上。
Verse 16. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need, one homer for each person, according to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent.
第六节说耶和华所吩咐的是这样，你们要按照个人的饭量为帐篷里的人按照人数收起来，各拿一俄美尔。
So they all went out to get this in the morning, and they didn't know what it was or how or why, but they all came out to get it.
因为呢，所有的人呢，早晨呢都出去收这个东西，他不知道那是什么，也不知道这些东西是怎么来的，为什么在这里，但是他们还是收了。
And so the children of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less, but they went out and gathered.
所以呢，第十七节，以色列的孩子们就这样行，有多收的，有少收的。
And when they measured it, 18 by homers, he who had gathered much had nothing over, and he who had gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need.
第十八节，当他们用俄美尔量一量时，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺，个人按照自己的饭量收取。
And precisely how that worked out, we don't know.
现在怎么这么精确的做到这一点，我们不知道。
But we know that everybody had enough.
但是我们知道每个人呢都有他足够吃的。
God worked out the details.
神会告诉我们细节。
Maybe they shared.
也许他们分享。
We're not sure how it worked, but nobody went to bed hungry.
因为我们不知道怎么样是吃那样去行得通的，但是呢，没有人挨饿。
And then Moses said, "Let no one leave any of it till the morning. Eat of it that day."
所以呢，第十九节摩西说呢，所说的不许什么人留到早晨，当天就给吃了。
Verse 20. Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses.
第二十节呢，然而他们不听摩西的话。
Have you ever noticed that?
你们注意到这一点呢？
Doesn't really matter what the Lord says. A lot of people don't obey.
所以不管呢主呢说什么，大多数人呢都不顺服。
Have you ever read anything in the Bible and you say yes, but?
你有没有在圣经里读到任何这样的句子呢？说是的，但是。
Yes, I should do this, but.
是的，我该做这件事情，但是。
Sometimes we say I can't do it today, but I'll do it tomorrow.
所以有时候呢，我们说的今天我做不了了，那么但是我明天会做。
Some say I can't do it this way, but I can do it that way.
有些人说呢，我不能以这种方式去做，但是我可以换一种方式。
And so here the warning is that some of them said I'll leave some of it till tomorrow.
所以在这里呢，就是他们中间有些人说，那我留点到明天早上吃。
Back to verse 20. But notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning. It bred worms and stank.
这个第二十节说呢，然后他们不听摩西的话，那种也留在早晨的，就生成变臭了。
And Moses was angry with them.
摩西便向他们发怒。
Well, you can understand Moses being angry. Hard to understand why this food would be good today, but not good tomorrow.
所以你就会理解呢，就是摩西为什么发怒，因为你很难知道这个东西呢，今天好好好的，明天就变臭。
And it's true.Many things about God we don't understand.
这个也是个事实，关于神的很多事情我们不理解。
And therefore we develop a culture almost of yes, but.
因为呢，我们呢就是发明了这样的一个文化，就是说是是的，但是。
When you're following the Lord, make sure you follow him precisely as he requested.
所以当你跟从主的时候，那你要确保你精确的按照主说的话跟从他。
So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need, and when the sun became hot, it melted.
第二十一节，他们每日早晨按照个人的饭量收取，日头一发热就消化了。
Very often, the Lord has a special message for you. Read it in the morning.You may need it in the afternoon.
特别通常的主呢会给你一个特别的这样的短信，那么你在早晨就读它，你也可能在下午你需要。
Other times when you read it, you just don't understand the way that you would have understood it if you'd read it at the right time.
所以呢，其他的时间呢，就是如果呢你不按照就是在正确的时间去读呢，你发现呢你不会理解。
The Bible is God speaking to you.
所以圣经呢是神向你说的话。
Okay, and Mommy says, go and do this.
妈妈说呢做这。
Now you say, well, that's what Mommy said. So I'll go and do it, but I'll do it at a different time.
你说呢，这是妈妈做的，我应该做，我去做，但是呢，我要在不同的时间去做。
And she often says, go and do it, because she knows that if you don't do it now, it won't be done right. Do it now.
所以呢，通常呢，跟你说呢，你去做这件事情，因为她知道，如果你现在不马上做呢，其他时间呢，也可能就做不对了。
And I keep telling you the stories about my mommy, because, we're just little children, and we've all got to learn about God who's like our mommy.
因为我通常呢，就是说是啊，告诉你们我妈妈的故事，因为我们都是一群小孩子，我们呢就是说是所有的人都要学一个像我妈妈那样的神的说的。
And so I was a teenager, and I went to my mother, and I said, Mother, I think I've got a problem.
因为当时我是个青少年，那我给有麻烦了，我就告诉我妈妈说，妈妈，我有麻烦了。
I said, What do you think I should do?
我说你觉得我应该怎么做？
She said, Well, if I were you, I'd go and phone that person and I would say this and this.
所以他说，如果我是你的话，我会给那个人打电话，我会说呢，这那。
And I thought to myself, that makes sense. That'd be a good thing to do.
我对自己说，他说这很有道理，应该这是去这么做应该很好的。
So I said to my mother, I think that makes sense, mother.
那我妈妈说，妈妈，那个很有道理。
She said, What are you going to do?
他说：“你准备怎么做？”
I said, "I'm going to do it."
我说：“我准备马上做。”
And I turned around to walk out of the room.
然后呢，转身离开房间。
And she said, "Where are you going?"
我说：“你去哪里？”
And I said, "Well, I'm going to go." And she said, "But I thought you said you were going to do it."
因为呢，我说我，他说呢，我觉得呢，你说你准备去做的。
I said, "Well, I am."
我说我准备了。
She said, "When?"
他说什么时候？
I said later.
我说稍后。
She said no. Do it now.
她说不，马上就做。
So what did I do?
那我做了什么了
？I got on the phone and I phoned them. And when I hung up the phone, everything was done.
然后我拿起电话跟那些人打了电话。当电话打完以后呢，所有的都做完成了。
Don't just do it. Do it now.
所以不要只是去做，要马上做。
All right, verse 22. And it was so on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each month. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, This is what the Lord said. This the Lord has said. So tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today. And boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all the remains to be kept until morning. So they laid up till morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it.
上面第二十二节说到第六天，他们收了双倍的食物，每人两俄麦尔。会众的官员呢，告诉摩西，他对他们说呢，耶和华这样说，明天是安息日，是向耶和华守的安息圣安息日，你们要烤的今天就烤了，要煮的今天就煮了，所剩下的都留到早晨。他们照着摩西的命令留到早晨，也不臭，里面也没有虫子。
So there were two miracles. First of all, the manna came down every day.
这里有两个神迹，第一个呢，就是说每天呢，天上降下马了。
Six days a week.
每一个星期六天降。
And then there was another miracle.
这里还有另外一个神迹。
And that was that the manna that came down on Friday was twice as much as came down on the other days, and nothing came down on Sunday, and, sorry, on Saturday, and that which did come down didn't stink on Saturday.
第二个里面就是第二个神迹呢，就是在星期五降下来的马拉呢是平常的两倍呢，那么说呢在星期六呢没有马拉降下来，但是星期五呢他们说的马拉留到星期六呢也没有臭。
So every day they were sustained miraculously by the Lord.
所以每天呢他们呢就是一种奇妙的方式由主维持着他们。
So you say, Lord, how am I going to get through today?
你说主啊，今天呢我怎么度过呢？
And the Lord says the same way you got through yesterday, you are going to rely upon the miracles of God to supply your need today as he did yesterday.
所以呢，主说呢，就跟昨天一样，你每天呢要依靠神的供应，神的不断的供应，那样神迹的供应，就像呢，今天呢，你同样像昨天一样依靠神的供应。
So very often the Christian says, I have no idea how we're going to get through life tomorrow, next month, next year.
鱼通常呢，记得怎么都会说呢？我不知道那明天怎么过，下个月怎么过，明年怎么过？
The answer is the same way as we did yesterday, last month, and last year. How did we do it? The Lord was gracious. He sent His miracle. He sustained me yesterday. He can sustain me today and tomorrow. Hallelujah.
你这里面答案是呢，就像你过去的昨天或者过去的一个月、过去的一年一样，你怎么依靠耶和华？耶和华就主呢，他一直呢以一种神奇的方式也在你人生里行神迹。他那个就是说是，如果那样呢，他能维持你、保持你一直过去，那么说呢，在下一个明天、下个月、明年，他会继续的保守你。我们说哈利路亚。
Verse 25, then Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there will be none.
第二十五节说，摩西说，你们今天吃这个吧，因为今天是向耶和华守的安息日，你们在田野必找不着了。六天可以收起，第七天是安息日，那一天必没有。
Do you think they all understood that?
如果说所有人都明白这一点吗？
Well, they all heard what was going on, but they didn't understand all the whys and wherefores.
也就是说他们所有的人都能听到这个，但是他们所有人呢不理解为什么会这样，为什么。
And so instead of simple obedience, verse 27, it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather. They found none.
所以呢，他们本来应该去顺服的，但是第二七节说呢，第七天百姓中有人出去收，什么也没找着。
And the Lord said to Moses, How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the Sabbath day.So the people rested on the Sabbath day.
第十八节，耶和华对摩西说：“你们不肯守我的诫命和律法，要到几时呢？看，耶和华即将安息日赐给你们，所以第六天他赐给你们两天的食物，第七天个人要住在自己的地方，不许什么人出去。”
So what do you learn from all this?
就是这些的所有的这些，你学到了什么
？It's very simple, isn't it?
非常简单，是不是
？When the Lord says, "Do it."And rest in that.
就在里面要有安息。
And if you understand why, that's wonderful.
如果你知道为什么，这个是很好的。
And if you don't understand, you say, well, of course I don't understand. He's God, and I'm not. So I just do what I'm told.
因为如果你不理解，你就说当然我不理解，那因为他是神，而我不是。尽管我不理解呢，那我就照着做就行了。
All right, verse 31. And the house...of Israel called the name manna.
第三十一节，这食物以色列家叫玛纳。
What is it they said when they first saw it?
他们第一次看到的时候，他们说什么
？They said, "What is it?"
他们说这是什么
？And so, what is the name they gave it?
所以他们给出的名字叫什么
？What is it?
是什么
？What's that stuff?
那个东西是什么
？And they never did get a proper name. They just called it.But what is it? That was the name.
他们从来没有去想出一个可适当的名字。他们说呢，这是什么？那么就把这个东西叫这是什么
？It was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey.
这样子像白色的圆穗子，滋味如同缠蜜的薄饼。
Who knows what calling coriander seed is?
所以谁知道那个圆穗子是什么
？PB, what is it?
You know something like that is white and long.
Like what?
It's white. It's long. It's white one.
Yeah.
It's long one. Long seed.
Okay. Have you ever eaten it?
I saw that.
You saw it. Okay. I don't know what it is, but I do know that its taste was like wafers with honey.
这个里面呢，他说呢是一个什么白色的圆的种子，他说他看见过没吃过，所以还是我也不知道什么，他说滋味的如同缠蜜的薄饼。
So, do you want to know what I had for breakfast this morning?
你想知道我今天早上吃的什么吗
？I took a a roll, and I cut it in half, and then I put lots of honey in the middle.
现在我现在就是拿了一个卷儿，然后把它切成一半，切成半呢，把很多的蜜夹在中间。
And I said this is probably something like a biblical breakfast.
所以我认为自己呢，这是自己说的，这可能有点像圣经里说的早餐。
There's lots of honey, and it tastes like honey, and it's something like a wafer, and so I thought that's what I should eat this morning.
就是说里面有那个大多的那个就是说是蜂蜜，蜂蜜呢就有那个薄饼，薄饼呢我说呢这个就是我应该吃的。
And it tasted good.
吃起来很好吃。
All right. Verse 32. Then Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Fill a homer with it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said to Aaron, "Take a pot, put a homer of manna in it, and lay it up for the Lord, lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations."
第六三十二节，摩西说：“耶和华所吩咐的是这样，要将以马俄美尔马拉留到世世代代，使后人可以看见我当时将你们领出埃及地，在旷野给你们吃的食物。”摩西的眼啊，能说拿一个罐子，称以马俄美尔马拉，存在耶和华面前，要留到世世代代。
So he took it and he put it in a pot.
所以呢，收了一个放在罐子里。
And then he laid it up before the Lord. It ultimately ended up in the Ark of the Covenant, in the Tabernacle, and in the Temple.
这个呢，他们呢，把这个一罐子的马拉呢，放存在主面前，最终呢，一直存到那个会幕，一直存到那个圣殿的那个时代。
So what do you think that it smelt like after 50 years?
你认为50年以后闻起来怎么样?
How many worms do you think were in it after 50 years?
你认为当里面呢就是50年以后长了多少虫子?
And the answer is, it smelled good, nothing wrong.
答案是呢就是说是闻起来好闻，没有什么不对。
In a remarkable way, the Lord preserved that manna in perpetuity, but the other manna, if you kept it overnight, it would stink and breed worms.
所以这个里面呢，就是神的一种神奇的方式呢，保守呢这样的这一个马拉，让它呢能够存下来。如果其他马拉呢，你过夜的话呢，它们又臭又长虫子。
Okay, so you and I say we don't understand how that happened.
你我说呢，我们不知道这个东西是怎么发生的。
And we don't need to understand. God said it, do it. Let him figure out how to make it work.
对，我们不需要理解，因为神说了，你照着去做，让神去想出来这个是怎么样行得通的。Verse
34, as the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept.
第34节，耶和华怎样吩咐摩西，亚伦就怎样行，把玛拉放在见证前存留。And
the children of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan.
35节，以色列的孩子们吃玛拉共40年，直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。Okay,
and so later we read when they go into the promised land that the manna stops coming.
所以超后呢，我们会读到他们进入了应许之地以后呢，马拉就停下来了，没有再降下。So,
the principle then is God intends to feed His people with water and with bread every day.
所以这里的一个原则呢，就是神呢，他想要呢，就是喂养他的子民呢，用水和粮食。Where
do we get the bread and the water?
他们从哪里得到这个水和粮食呢?
We get it from the Bible and from prayer.
我们是从圣经里和从祷告里得到。When
do you eat it?
你什么时候吃?
When you get hungry.
那你饿了的时候。When
do you drink it? When you get thirsty.
你什么时候喝?当你渴了的时候。When
do you accumulate it?
你什么时候累积
？First thing in the morning。
首先呢，就是第一，每天早上。
It's a very simple principle. Not everybody does it, but those who do it, they prosper in a wonderful way.
这个是一个非常简单的一个原则，并不是所有人都照着这样去做，但是照着这样去做的人呢，他们从很多领域里都非常成功。
So why the length of the stories of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt?
为什么呢？就是说这个要说出那个以色列人他们从埃及出来有多长时间呢
？Answer: Because there is a parallel principle for us. We say, "I'm a sinner. I don't want the world's ways and sin anymore. I trust the Lord as my Savior." We get new life, and it's just like coming out of Egypt and going into God's promised land. Read the parables. Read what happened to them. There's a parallel principle for what happens to us.
所以这个呢，就是说是同样的，就是对我们来说呢是类似的。我们说呢，我们是个罪人，我们是罪人呢，我们不想按照世界的方式去生活，生活呢，然后我们相信主，主就救了我们，然后呢把我们领出来，领出来我们基督徒生活开始了，就是我们有一个旅程，旅程呢这个时候呢，我们就完全呢就是要按照主的方式去生活。
Now the question all along in the back of your mind has been, how much did they collect every morning?
现在在你的那个大脑里的这个问题呢，他们每天早上要收集多少呢？
They had to collect a homer for each person.
每天早上收集俄麦尔每一个人。
So if you were a single person, you just collect enough for one.
所以呢，如果你是个单身，那么你只是收一俄麦尔。
If you had a wife and six children, you'd have to collect eight times as much as the person who collects one.
这个里面，如果你有个妻子和有那个六个孩子，怎么说呢？你要收八倍的，按照单身的人收的八倍的收。
How much is a homer? Verse 36, it's 1/10 of an ephah.
所以呢，多少是一俄麦尔？那第36节，一俄麦尔就是十分之一的依法。
And then you and I say, well, what's an ephah?
那你我都会说依法又是什么呢
？And frankly, I don't know that people really know. I certainly don't know.
所以呢，坦率的说呢，我不知道，我不认为那些人呢他知道，但是我肯定是不知道的。
All we know is a homer is about as much as a person would eat in a day.
因为我们所有我们所知道的这一俄麦尔呢，就是一个人一天的饭量。
And if you had a wife and six children, you'd have to get a lot.
如果你有个妻子和六个孩子，你必须收很多。
And so we're not told precisely how much that is. All we know is it's God's provision and it's enough.
所以我们不知道这个到底是多少，但是我们却知道呢，这是神的供应，而是足够我们吃了。
All right, so that's the story of the problem of hunger. Today we got the problem of water and the problem of hunger, and the Lord solves them both.
这是我们关于那个饥饿的故事。那么今天呢，我们学到水的问题，还有那个饥饿的问题。那么神呢，就是把两样都给他们解决了。
All right, so we've solved that problem, but verse 1 of chapter 17.
我们解决这个问题，但是第十七章第一节。
Then all the congregation of the children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin.According to the commandment of the Lord, they encamped in Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink.
一节，以色列的孩子们全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，从逊的旷野往前行。以晨之后，在利非定安营，百姓没有水喝。
Okay, you ever notice that the problem was yesterday, and then you get the same problem tomorrow?
你有没有注意到呢？昨天呢，你有的麻烦呢，但明天呢，出现同样的。
God solved the problem yesterday one way, going to solve the problem tomorrow another way.
所以神呢，昨天呢，解决你的麻烦呢，一种方式，那么他呢，还会以另外一种方式解决你明天的同样的麻烦。
Therefore, The people contended with Moses.
然后呢, 百姓与摩西争闹。
Was it Moses' fault?
是摩西的错吗?
Why didn't they learn to go to the Lord directly?
他们为什么不学会呢,直接去找主呢?
Why didn't they say, we're going to have a prayer meeting?
他们为,
and we're going to tell the Lord we need water.
他们为什么不说呢? 我们要开个祷告会, 我们告诉主呢, 我们要水。
It's amazing, but most people in life are happy to have an intermediary between God and themselves.
所以呢,非常有意思,大多数人呢,在他们的人生里面,他们想要一个在神和他们自己中间呢,设立一个中介。
So they went to Moses rather than going directly to God.
他们去找摩西而不是直接找神。
And many people and families go to mommy and daddy rather than directly to God.
所以很多家人呢,去找父母而不是直接找神。
And many people in churches go to others in the church or the overseers instead of directly to God.
所以很多在教会里的人呢,他们去找那些教会的监督层或者长老,而不是直接找神。
Go directly to God. You're his children. Pray. Don't say you pray for me. You pray for yourself as well.
所以呢,直接去找神,不要去找其他人,要去跟神祷告,你不要说为我祷告,你要为自己祷告。
So therefore, verse 2 again, therefore the people contended with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?
第二节呢,因此百姓与摩西争闹说,给我们水喝吧,摩西对他们说,你们为什么与我争闹,为什么试探耶和华呢?
And the people thirsted there for water, and Moses murmured against Moses, and said, why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children with livestock, children and livestock with thirst?
第三节,百姓在那里甚渴,要喝水,就像摩西发预言说,你为什么将我们从埃及领出来呢?使我们和我们的孩子比牲畜都渴死呢?
Verse 4, so Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me.
第四节,摩西就呼求耶和华说,我向这些百姓怎样行呢? 他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
It's very peculiar. Don't you think that after all the good things God had done for them, all the miracles that he showed them, don't you think that the attitude of the people toward Moses and toward God would be getting better?
你这个人呢,就是非常有意思的,因为呢,神呢,就是说是行了这么多的神,去做了这么多的事以后,你认为这些人呢,他们对摩西和对神的态度好一点了吗?
But instead of getting better, the situations get worse, and the hearts of the people, instead of getting softer, they get harder.
但是呢,并没有,就是说是变好,而是变得更糟。这些人的,百姓的内心的本来应该变得更加柔软,但是却变得更加坚硬。
Why were they ready to stone Moses?
为什么呢?准备把摩西给用石头砸死?
I guess for the same reason they were ready to stone Jesus.
认为就是同样的原因,他们准备拿石头砸死耶稣。
They were happy to get the good things. They just didn't want any testing. They didn't want any stress.
他们呢,想要得到好东西,但是呢,不想被测试,不想有那个压力。
Verse 5, and the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people, and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take your hand, in your hand, your rod, with which you struck the river, and go.
第六节。 耶和华对摩西说,你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖,带你以色列的几个长老从百姓前走过去。
Behold, I will stand before you here on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it that the people may drink.
第六节,看了,我必在河列的磐石那里站在你面前,你要击打磐石,从磐石里必有水流出来,使百姓可以喝,摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。
Is that the way they anticipated getting water?
是这是他们指望的能够得到水的方式吗？
No.
不是。
They said that won't work.
他们说这样行不
通。That's a rock.
这样行不通的只是个石头。
If you hit a rock, what usually happens?
如果你去敲击磐石会发生什么？
If you hit it with your hand, you break your hand.
如果呢你去用手去打你的手会骨折。
If you hit it with a stick hard enough, what do you do?
所以你用个杖呢足够的去打会怎么样？
You break the stick.
你那个杖也会折断。
It doesn't make any sense at all.
这个没有任何道理。
The Lord says, you hit that rock, and you'll get water.
所以主说呢你去打那个磐石你会得到水。
You take that tree, you pour it, you put it into the bad water, and it'll become fresh water.
所以呢，你把那个树砍下来，扔到那个坏的水里面，就会变成呢，纯净水。
Does it make sense?
这个有道理吗？
Well, initially, no.
当然是不是。
All right, now remember the verse that Joe Reese quoted to us on Sunday morning.
大家记得呢 ，Joe Reese 在星期天的早上给我们引用的经文。
He quoted the verse that says the preaching of the cross.Is to them that perish foolishness.
他说呢，就是说是传那个十字架的道的那些灭亡的人呢，说呢是愚蠢的。
Jesus died on the cross, and because of that, water came out for your refreshment and mine.
所以呢，就是说是主耶稣就是在十字架上为你们而死，为我们而死，因为这个呢，就是说是水和那个就是出来，就是解我们的渴和我们心灵的渴。
And we don't have time to go into the detail. We probably will next week. But the Lord says that we trust in they drank from the rock that followed him and that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
那这个里面呢，就是说我们今天没有时间去读，对不对？有可能我们下个星期去读那个圣经书呢，就是他们呢敲击那个石头，那个石头那里面呢流出来的水，他们跟从着去喝的那个水的那个石头呢，它是基督。
This is the picture here. Jesus is the rock.
这里有这样一个画面，耶稣就是磐石。
And Jesus was smitten.For us, he died for us, and because he was smitten, water came out for our refreshment and for our life.
这里面呢，就是说是啊，主耶稣基督呢，他就是那个磐石呢，他为我们受击打，他为我们而死，因为呢，他被击打，所以呢，水从那里面流出来，所以呢，这样的水呢，可以解我们的渴，可以赐给我们生命。
Okay, and verse 6 ends with the phrase, and Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
那就是第六节的结尾是摩西就在以色列人的长老前这样行了。
Do you think Moses understood that?
你认为摩西理解吗？
No, I don't think he understood it.
我不认为他理解。
Why did he do it?
那他为什么要做？
Because the Lord said do it.
因为主说做
I think it's absolutely marvelous.
我认识觉得奇妙的
Moses was a meek man.
摩西
Meekest of all men. He did what the Lord told him to do.
摩西是一个温柔的人他比所有人都温柔他照着主的话去做
That's our great privilege.
这是我们极大的荣幸
That's our great responsibility. We've got to do what the Lord wants us to do.
所以这是我们一个大的肩上的责任，我们必须呢照着主要我们所做的去做。
Well, let's pray that the Lord will bless us.
我们来祷告，主会赐福我们。
Lord, we want to thank you today for your goodness and kindness.
主啊，我们今天要感谢您，为您的良善和您的慈爱。
And Lord, you were patient with the children of Israel, and in spite of the fact that they complained, you blessed them.
主啊，您对那个以色列人呢非常的有耐心，尽管呢他们抱怨，但是您呢还是赐福他们。
Lord, would you help us in our life too? We complain, Lord.
所以主啊，求您呢帮助我们，在我们的人生里，我们也抱怨。
We apologize for complaining.
我们为抱怨抱歉。
You've been so good to us. We thank you.
您对我们是非常的好，我们感谢您。
Help us to be humble enough to obey you.
帮助我们主，各位的前辈及圣父您。
Moses was a wonderful man. He was humble enough to obey you.
所以摩西呢是一个就是非常奇妙的人，他足够的谦卑去顺服您。
And so we give thanks. We look to you for blessing. Thank you for everyone here today. And bring us back next week, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以我们向您先生感恩，求您呢就是赐福给我们所有的人，就是说是我们祈求您的赐福，下个星期把我们带回来，我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.
Thank you.